Proclamation number 3586 of 25th of October, 1945. Without activity, no higher development. I assign to every creature the activity it is to carry out in order to become free from its external form. All works of creation contain spiritual substances which are of bound will, i.e., which have to be active according to my will, the law of nature, in accordance with their degree of maturity. It determines the nature of its activity itself, so to speak, by relaxing its resistance against me. Thus the spiritual is only permitted to be active in a certain way when it relaxes its rebellion, its resistance against me. But every activity serves the building up and preservation of my creations, thus it will only have a destructive effect when the destruction of one results in the development of the other work of creation. For everything goes according to my plan, which is based on wisdom and love and only aims at redeeming the unfree. And thus a lively activity will be recognizable in the whole of creation. Seemingly dead and living matter subordinates itself to my law, it submits to my will, albeit forcedly, as long as the spiritual's degree of maturity is still a lower one. Yet it is always on the path of ascent development, for as long as the spiritual substance is subject to the law of compulsion, it can only carry out what is my will. And my will is that the spiritual substance progresses upwards, that it reaches the degree where I can release it from the bound will and give it free will, in that it can then carry out any activity. Constructive and also destructive, in accordance with my will or also directed against my will. But then it is also responsible for its activity and its will, whereas previously it was relieved of all responsibility. The stages of development in the state of compulsion are endlessly long compared to the last stage in free will, but the last stage is of utmost importance because it is determining for eternity. The distance from me through the former rebellion of the spiritual was too great for the spiritual itself to reduce it because it was also powerless through the distance. But the supply of strength is guaranteed to it during the endless long time in the bound will. But it must be used to reduce the distance, and therefore the being must compulsorily carry out the activity, which it refused before. It must serve, because it previously wanted to rule. Its once free will was forced into an activity it did not want to carry out of its own accord. And thus it could again reach a degree that its freedom of will could be given to it again, in which it now has to prove itself. If it now voluntarily continues to serve, it is driven to do so by love, and in a short time it completely releases itself from its form, from a fetter which has made it unfree. If it refuses to serve with love, if it tries to rule again with unkindness, it increases the distance from me again and strengthens the bondage. It remains unfree and is deprived of all strength again because it uses its will and strength in the wrong direction. Every activity must therefore be carried out in serving love. Every activity must be a voluntary service of love to the neighbor or to the works of creation, then it will have a redeeming effect. The task the being has to fulfill in the bound state is determined by God. The earthly task, however, is left to the human being's own will. He can choose his activity himself, and this will correspond to the degree of love in which the human being stands. Fate will indeed place him in a position which prescribes a certain activity to him, nevertheless his will is also decisive, for he can carry it out with pleasure and love but also with reluctance, and his spiritual development is also corresponding. Without activity, however, an ascent development is impossible. Then the spiritual in the human being still remains in resistance to God. It does not use the vitality offered to it as a gift of grace and voluntarily retreats into a state of powerlessness. It ignores a gift from God and thus increases the distance from God instead of reducing it. And this inactivity of free will is contrary to divine order and has exceedingly serious consequences for the being. For since it was active for endless times before according to God's will in a state of compulsion and thus reached the degree of development which is a prerequisite for embodiment as a human being, it is now also fully responsible for the direction of its will, and renewed resistance to God results in complete withdrawal of strength from God, which has exceedingly agonizing effects in the beyond after earthly life. For in the spiritual kingdom the lack of strength is an intolerable state for the being which now cannot be remedied as long as the being's will does not strive for it itself. And again the law of serving love applies to the redemption of such souls. What the being neglected to do on earth it has to make up for in the beyond under increased difficulties. It is now neither in bound will nor in free, powerful will, but it is left to itself whether and how it uses its totally weakened will. It is to be active in order to redeem itself and is incapable of activity because it lacks the strength to do so, which it left unused on earth as a human being. This state is far more agonizing than the state of being bound in matter through endless times. But even then God's infinite love and mercy still gives the spiritual being the opportunity to free itself, but the will is always decisive, the will to be active in love. The being is never forced, yet opportunity is constantly offered to it, and that is why there is no eternal damnation, only often that of endless long duration until the being itself is the will to be lovingly active. Then strength will also be supplied to it again because it is now finally given up its resistance against God as soon as it wants to be active in love. Amen.